The Guardian, climate change has made rainstorms 20% wetter. By Thomas D. Williams, PhD on October 3, 2023. The UK-based Guardian newspaper has made the remarkable assertion that rainstorms are now 20% wetter than they used to be, thanks to climate change. New York City's recent storm and accompanying flooding show the unmistakable influence of the climate crisis. The Guardian contended Monday, warning the city may not be prepared for severe climate shocks. The type of storm seen on Friday is now 10 to 20% wetter than it would have been in the previous century. Because of climate change, The Guardian alleged, citing a new rapid attribution study. The Guardian said that such a pounding rainfall is a symptom of a warming planet because a hotter atmosphere is able to hold more moisture. Curiously, at this time last year, The Guardian declared that droughts are at least 20 times more likely than without human-caused global heating. Watch, send me a boat. Brooklyn gets hammered with massive flash flooding. In Monday's article, the newspaper cited climate expert Tommaso Alberti, who said the rainstorm that hit New York was predictable and aligns with climate change projections. Human-driven climate change is the primary driver of major storms, which underscores the urgent need for climate mitigation and adaptation efforts, Alberti argued. Michael Mann, who invented the thoroughly debunked hockey stick graph and has falsely presented himself as a Nobel Prize winner, agreed that the New York storm was clearly attributable to global warming. New York is experiencing a very clear increase in these extreme, more than 2 inches per hour, rainfall events, and that's clearly tied to a warming atmosphere, he said. Rohit Agarwala, the New York City Commissioner of Environmental Protection, has also blamed the city's reprehensible response to the storm on climate change. A convenient, if mendacious, dog ate my homework excuse. The sad reality is our climate is changing faster than our infrastructure can respond, he said. Daniel Cirilli, the former chief climate policy advisor to New York City, uttered similar lamentations. It's clear that our cities and our aging infrastructure were built for a climate that no longer exists, particularly as a warmed atmosphere holds and releases more water, he said. Reuters joined in the climate change blame game as well, suggesting that New York City's flooding is just part of the new normal ushered in by global warming. Related, NJ police officer rescues driver stranded in parking lot from massive flooding. Follow at Williams Rome.